Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to an all-new episode of Positive Change with Carla. I am your hostess, Carla R. Jenkins. I'm the CEO of Phenomenal Corporation and also the chief blogger of Positivity Change, where our blog mission is to help you manifest and manage positive change in both your personal and professional lives. And I've come for this new episode because we've been writing on our blog as of late, and this article seems to resonate with a lot of people, both on Positivity Change as well as LinkedIn. So since people have been receiving such great, you know, information and knowledge and how to apply it in their personal and professional lives, I wanted to come onto my Blog Talk Radio show and be able to, you know, give it to my audience here on Blog Talk Radio. So without further ado, we're going to go into a summary of Increase Your Career Savviness. And career savviness is learned, not taught. You learn it through trial and error, and after a while, you get the hang of things. But career savviness is not a one-time event. You have to continually stay current regarding your own skills and industry. Whether you feel like it or not, and most of us don't feel like reinventing ourselves from time to time, but you have to in order to keep working. This requires an easy-to-use tool to make the process easier, and a personal SWOT analysis is just a tool to smoothly guide you from your one career reinvention to another. So for those who are new, welcome. A SWOT analysis is strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat. And usually this SWOT analysis is used for big business and corporate America, but you can take something that's corporate and apply it to your own personal life. So what I've written in Positivity Change, the article of the same name, and gave you tips on how you can be able to apply and create a SWOT for your own life in your own career, because it's very important to continually reinvent yourself. The current job you have right now, it won't be the same. And if it's the same title, it won't be at the same level. You will go from entry level to mid-career to senior to expert or even executive. So referring to the Positivity Change article, we're going to give you tips on how not only to create a personal SWOT analysis, but how to apply it. Some of the reasons why you should conduct a personal SWOT analysis, quite bluntly, is survival of the fittest. You need to know your own weaknesses before your enemy does. And even though even I would like to think that I'm only in competition with myself, that's internal, but you do have to acknowledge the external forces that are at work, and that's something that I'm going to discuss later on in this podcast series. The second one is to capitalize upon your industry trends, which are also opportunities, and to learn where the market is going. You have to know which industries are contracting versus expanding, and the more opportunities you want, they'll be in the industries that are expanding. And so now we're going to transition into my steps towards conducting a personal SWOT analysis. You have to look at your current situation. Where are you right now? Don't judge yourself for lack of progress. Just write down where you are right now. You have to start here in order to start conducting a SWOT analysis, and your current as-is state is the groundwork that's necessary to build and create your personal SWOT analysis. The next step is to list each attribute from an internal, you as a professional, and as an external, your industry. That's what I meant. Even though we like saying that you're only in competition with yourself, that's true, but you have to, and I mentioned in the article on positivitychange.com, you can also subscribe on positivitychange.com/mailing list that, you know, I know that many people say that you can control your performance, you can control anything, but you must be accountable for where your industry is going. I use myself as an example. I have very heavy SAS experience, and SAS is the statistical languages, but I also started learning SQL and R, which are all two emerging and very prominent statistical languages, because you have to know where your industry is going. Moreover, your environment is key. You don't want to stay in a toxic environment if you're working there. There's other environments or things that you like to do, and you can transition to those also, but environment is something that is external. And here's some key questions that you have to ask yourself when you're writing your personal SWOT analysis about the external attributes. Some of them are, what are the legal factors, the environmental factors, the economic factors, the political factors, the social factors, and the technology factors. And so now that we've created, you know, what I would call the pre-write phrase of getting everything out in your current as-is status, like what you're doing right now before we even create the personal SWOT analysis, now that we laid the foundation and the groundwork for that, we can now go into writing your own SWOT analysis, and it's pretty elementary from here. First, you have to list your strengths, and you have to, you know, use and play up your strengths to get hired in multiple industries. And magnifying your strengths sometimes can deflect employers from looking at your weaknesses. The next step is list your weaknesses. But when listing your weaknesses, you have to ask yourself these two questions. How will you minimize your weaknesses? Or how will you ensure that your weaknesses don't stop or impede your upward mobility? You don't want your weaknesses to overshadow your strengths, and that's extremely important. The next step is to list your opportunities, and I have three questions when you list your opportunities. Ask yourself these three questions. What are the new opportunities in my field? Is my current skill set enough to take advantage of these new opportunities? And if my current skill set is not sufficient enough, what skills do I need to acquire in order to take advantage of these new opportunities? And then you list your threats. And when you talk about threats, I have four questions. First, is this an immediate career threat? If so, how will you deal with it? The third question is, if this is an industry that I still love, how do I pivot to stay in it? Fourth question is, if this is a declining industry, what current skills do I have to transfer to other thriving industries? As I mentioned in the beginning, we have to look at which industries are contracting and which ones are expanding, which ones are on the incline and the increase, and which ones are on the decline and the decrease. And finally, my tidbit regarding listing your threats, if there's an immediate career threat, it's indispensable that you handle it as soon as possible, because you don't want to be a casualty to a career threat. And so one more tidbit of information that I want to pass along to you is to look at the frequency of conducting a personal SWOT analysis. What I would recommend is that you pull it out and you review it every single quarter. So like as the seasons change, so does the landscape, and you need to be able to read the signs just in case you're in need of transition to a new industry. Remember, career stagnation is not a one-time event. It's not static. It's dynamic. You have to continually do it. However, with a personal SWOT analysis, every time you do it, the process will become easier. So that's this episode of Positive Change with Carla. As I mentioned before, if you like our content, you can subscribe to the Blog Talk Radio Show at blogtalkradio.com/MissPhenomena. You can also subscribe to our mailing list at positivitychange.com/mailing list. We also have a Facebook page. You can go in there at facebook.com/positivitychangenow. All of these links are in the title page in the description, so you can click on them and join. We'll be happy to have you. So this concludes our episode. You want more information about Phenomena, our corporation? We do have positive change management consulting. You can get in contact with us at info@carlarjenkins.com. And for all current as well as new listeners to Positive Change with Carla, very grateful to have you, very grateful that you're listening to us and that you're in the audience, and we'll look forward to hearing from you and being in the audience next Thursday. I wish you a happy and productive Thursday and weekend, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.